Inyana Dioma, if I can just, before we begin speaking about Purim Katan, I could just ask you to continue davening for Binyamin Ben Rachel Ita, 3-year-old, who's unfortunately a situation became worse, and now he's in intensive care, so if it's possible to keep him in your tfigot, Binyamin ben Rachel Ita. Thank you. We have a Mishnah on Daf Vav Amid Beis in Megillah, which says, Ein bein adar rishon la'adar sheni la'kriyas ha-Megillah u'matanos le'evyonim. The Gemara ala taris medayik that ho le'inyan hesped v'tainis ze v'zeh shavin. That in adar rishon, we also have an iser of hesped and Tanit. Even if someone has a yortzeit that comes out on Yudalet, Adar Aleph, he doesn't fast on that yortzeit. Behesped ubetainis. Most Rishonim, the large majority of Rishonim, understand this Gemara literally, that in every Shnas Ha'ibur, we have this halacha of an Isur and Hesped of Tainis, the Rif, the Rambam, Tosfos, the Ran, I just quoted on the page of Makaros, the Rambam, because it's just so clear. Of the Gemara. I'm stressing that because there is a dissenting opinion, that of the Rosh, that the Rosh takes for granted, then have Adar Rishon kamo Shvat. In other words, there's no din of Adar in Adar Rishon. So Yud Dalet Adar Rishon is the same as Yud Dalet Shvat, Yud Dalet Teves. There's a heter behesped ubetainis. Aye, what does he do with the Gemara? Shavin behesped ubetainis shasurim bazeh ubazeh. We're dealing with Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Perush im koru es hamegila biyud dalad ubo bayom ibru hashana and turn that yud dalad the mafreya into a yud dalad of Adar Rishon. Then that day will be aser behesped ubetainis suadin antesva. If known in advance that this is going to be a Shana Muberis and that this month is Adar Rishon, nearly the Mutar Behesped Betainis. We move over to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch takes the Shita of Rov Rubam Shel Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, Tosus, and the Ran, and brings that as his Stam. Yom Yudalad V'Tesvav Ba'adar Aleph, Ein Nof Ben Alpineim, Ein Omer Mizbar Yancha B'Yom Tzara, Asar Behesped Betainis. Dina de Gemara. Avol Shar Dvarim Ein Noagim Bahem. V'yesh Omrim, then he brings the Rosh. The Af, the Behesped of Betainis Mutarim. So he brings the Stam of most Rishonim, he brings the Rosh as the Yesh Omrim. Hagah, the Ramah, says, Aminog Kisvara Rishona. That even in Ashkenaz, they paskind like most Rishonim, like the Rif and the Rambam and the Ran and Tosfos, and they were careful not to be Maspid or to be Misana on Yudalad and Tesvav of Adar Rishon. Okay, so this is our given. This is where we're beginning with, that on the calendar days of Yudalad and Tesvav, be it Adar Rishon, be it Adar Sheni, we have an Easter of Hesped and Tainis Medina de Gemara. Against this background, the question is, does this expand itself beyond the unusual situations of Hesped and Tainis into an outside of davening where we have a lack of tachanun and a lamatzayach, does it expand itself into a chiyav of mishta v'simcha? So Tosfos Alatar, the Vavam Abeis points out, yesh noagim la'asos yemei mishta v'simcha b'yudala v'tesvav adar risham. And what's their raya? Ria to the masnis name mashma. Kidekomar ela mikra megila bilvad. We're going to tell us le'avyonim. B'chal d'rinyan mishta v'simcha zeh v'zeh shavin. If we work off of the Mishnah, it appears that that which is unique to Purim would be Mikra Megillah and Matnos Le'avniyim, but that which would be in common with Adar Rishon would be Mishta V'Simcha as well. V'lo Nehira points out Tosfos that this Minhag, there was a Minhag to be Marbe B'Su'uda, Lo Nehira, Do Amrina B'Gemara, Ho'in Hespe V'Tainas, Zeb Ezechav, Mechal D'Simcha Mishta Leka. Namely, it's true that a Diyuk from the Mishnah would give you one conclusion, but a Diyuk from the Gemara will give you the opposite conclusion. That Lechora had Mishta and Simcha bin Achiyav, that would have been mentioned in the Shavim, the Mishta and Simcha. And then we would have taken for granted that there's not going to be Hesped and Tainis. But if the Gemara only speaks about Hesped and Tainus, then Kanireh, that's the maximum of the uniqueness of Yudalit and Tesvav in Adarisha. And the Tosfos concludes, V'chein Havacha, Ein Tzarech L'Hachmir, that even though Yesh Nohagin in Ashkenaz, Rabbi Yechiel Paris was known to be making a big Suda, even though Yesh Nohagin, but the Halacha is, Ein Tzarech L'Hachmir L'Asos Mishteh V'Simcha Ba'Adarisha. However, the Ran Alatar disagrees with Tosfos, because he points out that we have a Gemara on the Hayamud Beis, that the one they put into bold print. The Gemara works off of the pasuk that we have the mitzvahs of Purim are Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, and the Gemara is medayek that Simcha Melamed She'asar BeHesped and Mishta Melamed She'asar BeTainus, namely that when the Gemara writes V'Shavin the Hesped of the Tainus, that's the equivalent of writing that Shavim and Mishta uva Simcha, because the source of the Iser of Mishta, of Hesped and Tainus on Purim are the words Simcha and Mishta in Megillas Esther. So, in other words, you can't distinguish between them if the Gemara learns them out one from the other. That the moment that, you know, so it's just a question of using an idiom, that the moment that we have an Iser of Hesped and Tainus, that means that we have a Chiyuv of Suuda within the world of Purim. Whether this is Me'ikar Hadin, or maybe, I don't know, it's a Midibre Kabbalah to learn it out from the Megillah, or maybe it would be a Drabana, not Mamash Me'ikar Hadin, but certainly Roy Laharbos B'Suuda during Adar Rishon. Moving back to the Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch. So after the Rama pointed out that the Minhag is Kaspara Rishona in terms of an Iser of Hesped and Tainus, what about the Riboy Suda? Yesh Omrim Shechayev Laharbos B'Mishta V'Simcha B'Yudalet Ba'Adar Rishon. In other words, he quotes the Ran, that we have a Minhag like this with a Makar. The Ein Nohagin came. In other words, and then he quotes Tosfos, who says that even though there were in Ashkenaz also those that were knowing that way, but it's proper ein nohagin ken. However, mikom makom yir beksas besuda kdegotzes yidei hamachmirim. That since also we had a minhag and the Ran has a raya from the Gemara, so it's tov lahachmir tov leiv mishte tamid adkan orachayim. The question is, what over here is this? My humble opinion, what over here is this far of Tosfos? And Lechora, what the Ran is quoting is a Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis that Mishta and Simcha and Iser Tainus and Hesped are one and the same. Simcha Malamed She'asar BeHesped, Mishta Malamed She'asar BeTainus. So why would Tosfos then, and Lechora Barer, that would be the source of the Minhag, why would Tosfos knock that down? On what basis would he ignore that Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis? So there's a beautiful, beautiful Bir Hagra that I just brought a number of lines from. It's twice or three times as long in Siman Tafkuf Samaches Siv Zayin, where he's talking, where the Mechaber and the Ramah are talking over there about a situation with the Yortzeit, with Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, someone who passed away in a regular year, and then comes Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. When is this Yortzeit? So in that context, if you look in the middle of the lines that I quoted, where it says L'chora Kasha, the question we just asked on Tosfos. L'chora Kasha, Ha'iser Hesped V'Tainus Yalpinan Mimashe Kasav Mishte V'Simcha. That's a black and white Gemara of Hayamid Beis. So in other words, so what do we do with that question? So the answer is to look at another Gemara on Daf Hayamid Beis. If you see a little farther down on the page, the Gemara on the famous base quotes Megillas Tainus. And in Megillas Tainus, it says, Yom Arba'asar v'yom Chamisha'asar Yomei Purya Inun, that in Megillas Tainus, it speaks about Purim, the lo l'misvid b'hon, and it continues in Megillas Tainus, v'udalo l'is'ana'a b'hon, that the Megillas Tainus already writes that we're not noheg to be maspid, and we're not knowing to be misana on the 2 days of Purim. And so the Gruk then continues, Avalafiza, that we have this brought down in Megillas Tainis. That's where he began the section. The Chenu Megillas Tainis of Perak Yudeis, the Chashiv Sham Megillas Tainis Shel Ador, Kosev Sham the Ein Den Ador Rishon Der Shein El Kriyas Megillo Shiluach Matonis Ev Yonim. The Zeshe Kosev Tosu Sham the Yedalad Vitesva Bader Rishon Af Oser Behesve Betainis, but Ein Sarach Lasot Mishta Vesimcha. Namely, had we been learning out from the Psukim, then in Achinami, then it would be Aser on Adar Rishon, also in the same reason that we have an Iser of Hesped and Tainis, we'd have a Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha, had we been learning from the Psukim. However, the Makor is not from the Psukim. Tam Hesped V'Tainis Sha'aser B'Rishon Lav Mishum Kra. Kra lo Aser, lo Asir Ela B'Sheni. Kamo Shekosav, Hashenis. Namely, that we have a Gemara on the bottom of the Vav Amud Beis, which points out that we have a din of Shana B'Shana. We read the Megillah every year, and it appears that every year we read the Megillah once, Shana B'Shana. We don't distinguish between a Shnas Ibur and a regular year. So the question is, in which Purim do we read the Megillah? So we have, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, and we read the Megillah in Adar Sheni. That either because Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif, to link the Megillah to the beginning of Nisan, to link Purim to Pesach, or Dichsiv LeKaim HaIgeres HaPurim HaZos HaShenit, and the Medayik from HaShenit, that in a situation when there are two Adars, that one reads the Megillah in the Shenit. And therefore, says the Gra, every Pasuk that you're going to find that deals with the dinim of Purim, one has to learn in light of this Gemara. All these psukim relate to Adar Sheni. So then where does the Iser Hesped V'Tainis come from? It comes from Megillas Tainis. It doesn't come from the Gemara. It doesn't come from the psukim of Megillas Esther. Ela Mishum Tichsive B'Megillas Tainis. So according to the Gra, this is Tosfos' understanding, namely that which we learn from Sukkim, be it on the Vav Amud Beis, be it on the Hey Amud Beis, whatever we're going to learn from Sukkim applies to Adar Sheni. But that when the Gemara says that Shavin Behesped Betainis, that's because in Megillas Tainis we have a unique halacha, a separate halacha, Delo Misbid Lahon, Udelo Leis Anabahon. And that's why Tosfos was not bothered by the Gemara on the Hey Amud Beis. But he understands that the Gemara on the Vav Amud Beis, the Shav and Behesped Betainis, is based on Megillas Tainis. I, Megillas Tainis, is Batel. So we have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that points out that we have two Mekoros, Hilchasa Batlu, Hilchasa Lo Batlu. What happened when there was the Churban Habayis to all the days mentioned in Megillas Tainis? We have two Mekoros, Kasha Hilchasa, Hilchasa. And the Gemara concludes, Lo Kasha, Kan B'Chanaka U'Purim, Kan B'Shar Yomei, that Megillas Tainis remains Chapei Chanukah and Purim. Megillas Tainis is only Batel Chapei all of the other days. So therefore, what also says is that we have Purim, what we'll call nowadays Purim Gadol. We have the regular Purim in Adar Sheni with all the dinim of Mikra Megillah, Matanas Lev Yonim, and Suda, V'chulei V'chulei. And we have a din of Megillas Tainis, which was not Batel, that on the calendar dates of Yudalad and Tesvav of Ador, be they Ador Rishon, be they Ador Sheni, one is Asur Behesped Betainis, Adkan, up to there, and no more. And not like the Ran, who wants to extend it. Where do we find that Megillas Tainis is not Batel? So that's the Gemara, I mean, it's A, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but also the Gemara that I mentioned earlier in Daf Hei Amud Beis, says, well, Amar Rava, how do we apply the din of Megillas Tainis to Yudalad and Tesvav? Lo nitzrecha ela le'esor eshal zeba zevi eshal zeba zev. That whether we live in the present and keep Purim on Yudalad, or whether we live in the Mukafim and keep Purim on Tesvav, both Yudalad and Tesvav are osur behesped ubetainis. Even the person who lives in Tel Aviv and he has his Purim on Yudalad, on Tesvav, there shouldn't be Tainis and Hesped. The person who is in Yerushalayim and keeps on Tesvav, even on Yud Daled, he shouldn't keep that. In other words, the Megillas Tainus is still Shayach, even the Yamenu, in terms of Purim. And therefore, we all keep 2 days of Purim in terms of the Iser of Hesped and Tainus, which again is translated also in terms of not saying Tachanun and not saying Lam Natseach. So this then is Tosfos, that we have a unique halacha for Megillas Tainus in terms of Hesped and Tainus. However, in terms of Seuda, there, it applies only, it's one of those mitzvahs that apply to Purim. It's nothing to do with Megillas Tainus. Doesn't apply to Adar Rishon. Masha Enkein, the Ran, wants to apply it even to Adar Rishon. So what over here exactly is the machlokas between the Ran and Tosfos? In other words, Lechora, we saw that within the Gra, Tosfos is building himself on Megillas Tainus. And Megillas Tainus, that's what applies to Adar Rishon. The psukim apply to Adar Sheni. So Lechora, I think, in my humble opinion, that there are two directions that we can go to try and understand on what point is the machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos. That one can say that both the Ran and Tosfos have to deal with the world of Megillas Tainus. However, the way they'll deal with it is dependent upon another machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos, not in Meseches Megillah, but in Meseches Tainus. In Meseches Tainus, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara paskins that those days that are Asur of the Tainus and the Hesped, because of Megillas Tainus, we pass on like Rav Yossi, who says the day before is also Asur, Lefanav Asur. The Im Tomar asked Tosfos, Kevan Dom Alochik Rav Yossi, that since those days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, that being Asur, the Tainus, or the Hesped, we pass on the day before is also Asur, Hech Anomis Anim Lifnei HaPurim, how do we have Tainus Esther? The Im Ishum, the Batla Megillas Tainus, will say, well, nowadays, Batla Megillas Tainus, Bikomakom Achanaka Vapurim, we already pointed out, Lo Batlu. And so what's the heter to fast on Megillas Tainus? On Tainus Esther, if Megillas Tainus is still alive and kicking in terms of Chanukah and Purim. So, Yesh Lomar, the Hada Amar, Chanukah, Purim, Lo Batlu, Ritzona Lomar, Hadinim Shelahem Rasosan Yom Tov, the Lolis Anabahom. Okay, that in other words, that in Achinami, the exception to the rule in Megillas Tainus are the days of Yudalad and Tesvav per se. Nothing to do with Lifnehem, and therefore we can still have a Tainus Esther. V'od yeshlamar, the cave on the Yom Shalifnei Purim shenizbato miyom tov didhu, shehayu regilim la'asos bahem, that in Megillas Tainus it speaks about the fact that on Yud Gimel, the Adar, it was also a day of a victory of the Hashmonaim over the Romans. And therefore, that was also a day that one wouldn't be maspid and that wouldn't be, one wouldn't fast Me'ikar Hadin, Me'ikar Megillas Tainus. But since that was but on his batlu Yom Tov Shalahem, Pachinami Yeshlamar, Sheyiftu Mishum Tam Shalifnei Purim. If we're Mevatel, the Ikar Din, so we're not now going to bring in a Lifnehem of Purim to override the Me'ikar Hadin that we have over here, Abito. And then Tosfos repeats it at the end. Kein hachinami came in the Yom, after bringing a number of proofs. Kein hachinami lifnei Purim nisbatel mishum atzmo, muter lisanos layoser mishum yom shalifnei Purim. Namely, Tosfos works within the framework, within the parameters of Megillas Tainus to both ask his question, how do we fast on Tainus Esther, and to answer his question. That Megillas Tainus in Achinami is an independent Machayev, but it's limited to the 2 days of Yudalad and Tesvav. It doesn't move to the Lifnehem for the various reasons Tosfos says. The Ran had in front of him Tosfos, and Tosfos and the Ran disagrees. I just quoted again, this is a relatively long Ran, it's quoted one line. The Vadai de Maida Kaimalan de Bepurim lo batla Megillas Tainus. Hainu leesor ze et ze et shel ze baze. Namely, the only place that we apply Megillas Tainus to Purim is not in terms of any independent mechayev, but rather to tell us that the people of Yudalad keep Tesvav and the people of Tesvav keep Yudalad, because that's what it says in Megillas Tainus, that Yudalad and Tesvav are equivalent one of the other. The Ilu Hena Atzman, however, the Iser of fasting and of being maspid on the days themselves. Lavim Megillas Tainis Ninhu. The Simcha V'Yom Tov Ksibbuhu Kedama Rava Lo Nitzricha. That Rava pointed out that Megillas Tainis, the Gemara Daf Hei Beis that brings in Megillas Tainis, is only Le'asoret Shel Zeba Zeba Shel Zeba Zeba. Namely, as opposed to Tosfos, who says that we have an independent halacha of an Iser Hesped and Tainis on Purim that will apply for the in Purim Rishon, will apply in Purim Sheni. The Rana understands, no. Purim is based on Megillas Esther. And Megillas Esther is based on Psukim. And we have to look into Psukim to understand what are the dinim of Purim. In terms of bringing up Megillas Tainis, that we say that in terms of Purim, it was not Batel, it's only in terms of the fact that those in Prazos will keep 2 days of Easter Hesped and Tainis, and those in Yerushalayim will keep 2 days of Easter Hesped and Tainis. Only for that. Onitzricha Ela Laze. And therefore, when it comes now to Ador Rishon, Yudalad and Tesvav, Ador Rishon, so according to Tosus, we have this independent Machayev called Megillas Tainis, which is not Batel. And that independent Machayev Megillas Tainis tells us, just like there's an Easter of Yudalad and Tesvav and Ador Sheni, there's an Easter of Yudalad and Tesvav and Ador Rishon. There's a din in Ador. Ador has a halacha that Yudalad and Tesvav, those calendar dates in Ador, when it's not Masvid and when it's not Misana. However, in the Ran would say, no. In other words, there's no independent halacha of Megillas Tainis was Batel. Megillas Tainis is Batel even in terms of Hanukkah and Purim. In what respect is Megillas Tainis not Batel? Only that when we have Purim, that those who keep Yudalad will not be Masvid and Misana on Tesvav. Those who keep Tesvav will not be Misana and Masvid on Yom Yudalad. That's the only nafkamina of Megillas Tainis. What about Ador Rishon? Oh, we have Psukim. So we have a Pasuk that wherever we have Simcha, then we have an Iser of Hesped. Wherever we have Mishteh, then we have an Iser of Tainis. And since we know that the Gemara says that Ador Rishon, there's a din of Hesped and Tainis, there's also a din of Mishteh and Simcha, namely that the Ran is working off of the Psukim in terms of Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. Tosfos is working off of Megillas Tainis. The Ran agrees that there is a din of Megillas Tainis, but it's limited to when we're actually celebrating Purim, to expand it to like a Yom Arichta, to expand it to a 48-day span. That's the only nafkamina Megillas Tainis. Masha Enken, according to Tosfos, no. The Megillas Tainis is an independent Mechayiv, and it applies to the Shavin. That's the Mokar of the Shavin, Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni, because of this independent Mechayiv of Megillas Tainis. According to the Ran, no, Megillas Tainis is limited. What about Ador Rishon? That we have the Gemara, Shavin. And Shavin, Behesped Ubetainis, according to the Psukim, means Shavin, Bemishta Ubesimcha, because Simcha means Hesped, and Mishta means Tainis. And so we have a Makar in the Gemara, to have a Mishta and Simcha on Yom Tov Rishon. That's one option of understanding that the Ran and Tosfos by us are Lushitatam in terms of the Ran and Tosfos in Maseches Tainis. But what still would be a question, even within this approach, is that Tosfos is Kafta Beferach. And the girl was really coming to explain Tosfos. But according to the Ran, we can ask the deeper, what's the Mechayev? What's underlies the Gemara? Why do we have a Shavin Behesped Ubetainis Ba'Ador Rishon? Why? And we're self-called Purim is Ador Sheni. What is there? What's wrong with the Rosh's Svara of saying that it's like Shvat? In other words, what do we have in Ador Rishon, which is going to be a Machayev, not only of an Easter of Hesped and Tainis, but even a Mishteh B'Simcha? What is there? After all, the Gemara learns out from the Smichus Gula Gula, from Shenis, that Purim is Ador Sheni. Why split the Halachos? If according to the Tosfos, we're working off of Megillas Tainis, fine. But according to the Ran, we're going to the Psukim. So why say these Psukim apply and these Psukim don't apply? Mikra Megillah and Matanis Lev Yonim is Dafkar Ador Sheni, but Masha'en came Mishteh V'Simcha and Hesped and Tainis, that will apply even to Ador Rishon. So I'd like to bring in a Marechet that I heard from Rav Lichtenstein, and then to try and build upon it. The Marechet itself is not enough, but I think that one can build upon it. If I could find the Ma'arechet, yeah. The Ma'arechet is found on this on this napkin. These are my notes from Rabbi Chaim, that the first time the rabbi's sons ever sang in YU was in Klein Hall in about 1966. That we had a Mesivas Purim. I was charged with the SOY at that time. And so I invited Baruch Shem, the rabbi's sons, the first time. And Rabbi Chaim gave a Dvar Torah. So I didn't have any notepaper, but I had a napkin. This napkin has followed with me. But the vort, I think, is a very, very meaningful vort. What Rabbi Chaim moved in terms of the pages he had, the second page of the Maram HaKamos, he wanted to daik in the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Hakdama, in the Koteret, to Mehilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, yesh b'chalon shtei mitzvos asei midivrei sofrim, ve'einan min aminyan. They're not part of Tayyag because they're midivrei sofrim. And we have two mitzvos, namely one of Megillah and one of Chanukah, one of Purim and one of Chanukah. What is the mitzvah midrabanan of mitzvos asei midrabanan of divrei sofrim on Purim? Kriyas haMegillah v'zmana mitzvos asei midivrei sofrim. Very, very, very strange. And I understand the difference. And what about Matanos Lev Yonim? And what about Suda? And what about Mishloach Manos? Aren't these also a mitzvah asay mi divrei sofrim? So here, Rabbi Chaim was bedaik in where are these brought in? They're only brought in. All of Perak Aleph deals with Mikra Megillah. The whole first half of Perak Beis deals with Mikra Megillah. In the middle of Perak Beis, we begin to talk about the other mitzvahs. And the Rambam in Halacha Yud Zayin points out, Mutav la'adam laharbos melatanos levyonim laharbos besudaso ubishiluach manos lereyav, she'en sham simcha gedola mefulara ela lesameach lev aniyim v'yusomim v'almanos v'geirim, ha'mesameach lev ha'umrelum ha'elu doma l'shtina she'ne'emar v'achayos ruach shfarim ul'achayos lev nitkayim. Beautiful, beautiful Rambam. But the question is, what in the world is this doing in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah? This should be in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. Namely, that we have over here that we have over here a kedim. We have dinim of kedima within the world of hilchos staka that you give to an ani, staka that you give to someone who's not an ani, to give an ani something separately, to invite him to your suda. In other words, what exactly over here is this doing? That we're dealing with the chora. With three chovos gavra, we have a chiyuv of a chovos gavra to make a suda, and a chiyuv to be marbe to give matnos aniyim, and a chiyuv to give mishloach manos. And these are three separate halachos. You want to bring in what is more important within these separate halachos, so bring it in hilchos matnos aniyim. But more than that, we have the Rambam that introduces these mitzvos in Halacha Yud Daled. But the Rambam says, Mitzvas yom arba'asar libnei kvarim v'ayaros v'yom chamisha'asar libnei krachim lihios yom simcha u'mishta u'mishloach manos lireyim u'matnos aniyim. The Rambam doesn't speak about mitzvot. The Rambam speaks about mitzvat. Mitzvat yom arba'asar v'yom chamisha'asar. And the Rambam is referring to three chovot. So l'chora, from the two Rambams, for both Yudalit and Yudzayin, what one clearly sees is that we're not dealing over here with chovos gavra, that we're dealing over here with three modes of creating a yom, simcha, umishta, that we're dealing over here with three modes of creating simcha. And then the Rambam, within these three modes, creates an internal hierarchy that one of these modes is mutav la'adam. If you're going to use this combination, it's mutav to be marba within these three modes to create a greater simcha via matnos le'evyonim that you could possibly create by being marbe besuda, or that you could possibly create by being marbe b'mishloach manos. Namely, that we're dealing over here with one mitzvah in the language of the Megillah, to create a yom simcha u'mishta, to create a yom, or maybe we'll say, to create a yom simcha. We have one mitzvah to create a yom simcha, namely to invest the day with a quality of simcha. That would explain why this wouldn't be brought in the Koteret of the Rambam. Namely, the Rambam in his Koteret deals with Chovos Gavra. He's not dealing with a collective of giving a certain quality to a day. It would also explain why there's no bracha. On the Chovos Gavra, we have a bracha. We don't have a mitzvah Chovos Gavra to give matanos le'evyonim, or to give mishloach manos, or to be marbe su'uda. They're all one general mitzvah of giving equality to time. And then Rabbi Chassin took this one step further, and he pointed out that l'chora, within Yahadus, we have two perspectives on time. One time is the classic one, the claim of the frame of reference, with which, on certain occasions, certain obligations have to be fulfilled. We have mitzvahs yom, we have mitzvahs laila, we have mitzvahs that are connected to a certain calendar date. And the second is viewing time as a chefzah shel mitzvah, not a container in which one does a mitzvah, but that with which one does the mitzvah, namely to mold time in a certain way that the time achieves a certain character. And of course, according to Rabbi Chassin, these are an elu ve'elu. It's not one or the other. And Pashtus, this is the concept of the machokas when the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan, that there are two calendars that we have, one of Tishrei, of impersonal, of physical time, and one of Nisan, of historic time. And this duality, when we speak of the Samachta Bichagecha, so we have the Bichagecha as the frame of reference, and the Bichagecha in terms of creating an atmosphere within the Chag. But that this duality applies everywhere except for Purim. In Purim, we only have the giving of the quality to time. We only have the molding of time. We don't have the frame of reference. We don't have the container. Okay. That's Rav Chassin's approach. Once we have this approach, I think gives us a tool to try and understand the difference between, according to the Ran, and even according to Tosfos, the difference between Purim of Adar Sheni and Purim of Adar Aleph. That clearly what the Gemara points out is that we have a Shana B'Shana, we have one Purim, on which we have the total character of Purim. Or because of Shenis, that Purim is the second Purim, that we use all three components. We also have these dates of Yud Gim of Yudalid and Tesvav Ador. And so these dates of the calendar dates of Yudalid and Tesvav, not necessarily whether it's a question of working off of the Psukim or working off of the Megillas Tainis. But in terms of the quality, on Purim Katan, we have a watered down category, L'chulei Alma, except for the Rush. The Rush says, no, Purim Katan is nothing. But assuming that we have a concept of Yudalit and Tesvav Ador, so then we can still speak about giving a character, but you can give a character in a watered down fashion. You can have that which would be L'chulei Alma, V'shavin, that we have an Iser of Hesped and of Tainis, that we have a passive giving a character to a day, that is the basic level of Mishte V'Simcha. That's the Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis. Mishte is Lo L'Hisanos, and Simcha is Lo L'Hasped, that we have a basic level of Mishte V'Simcha, passively. And then we would have a question, is there also an active component? And that would be the machokas between Tosfos and the Ram. Okay, and namely that once we're working off of not a chovas gavra, but once we're working on giving a character to the day, so one can understand that you could have a plethora of levels of giving the character to the day. You can say that there's no character at all to the day, like the Rush. You could say there's a passive character to the day, like Tosfos. You could say that there's an active character to the day, like the Ram. Again, what would be the source of this Adar Rishon? It's not the Shenis. It's not the Mismach Gula the Gula. Where do we find it? Where? In other words, we can speak about giving it a character, but where do we find the source for doing anything in Adar Rishon if this is not the real Purim? So here, there are three options I'll offer you. One of the Chasam Sofer, one of the Pri Tzadik, and one of the Rav. The Chasam Sofer and the Pri Tzadik are in Bar Ilan. The Chasam Sofer is in Bar Ilan. The Pri Tzadik is in the DBS, and the Rav is in Harei Kedem, which I'm pretty sure is in the Otzer HaChachma, but I still haven't learned to print from the Otzer HaChachma. So in terms of Chasam Sofer, it's the very last tshuva in Orachayim, Siman Reishches. It's a beautiful tshuva, which was written to the Maritz Chayas. The Maritz Chayas was a man for all seasons, a fine Talmud Chacham who also dealt with Tanakh, and he wrote a sefer called Torah HaNeviim and sent a copy to the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer read it, and didn't write a book review. He sent him back He'aros on the entire sefer. It's a very long tshuva. And so one of the Ha'aras deals with Umashe Kosov the Purim B'Chanukah B'chol Yemei Tainis La'asos Zecher Garnes Mimavas L'chayim Hu De'oraisa Mamosh Mikal V'chomer Kedisa Perakam De Megillah. Yeah, he says Ya'ayin B'Ramban Sof Shoresh Beis Mikol Mokom Hainu La'asos Shum Zecher Garnes Avol Eichlus V'Kamus Hazikara Nahu Midrabanim. That what the Maritz Chayas pointed out and what the Chas Sofer agrees with him 100% is that we have a Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, which points out that Lechora, what right did Esther have or did Chazal have in the time of Esther to add a mitzvah? Sof kol sof arboim v'shmona neviim v'sheva neviyos amdu Yisrael v'lo pisklu v'lo hosiru amashe kosov batora afilu os achas. So what right did they have to create Nikra Megillah? My Dorush. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, they had a Kal V'chomer. Mishum Rav Mishum Min Karcha, Kal V'chomer. Mame Avdus L'cheirus Amru Shira Mimaves L'chayim Lo Kol Shekein. And so there was a makar for Purim in the Torah. So that we have in the Torah an Inyan, Midoraisa of Zecher L'Nes. Uadin the Ramban, I'm sorry, I didn't bring it down in all the sheets, but some of you have it in front of you. The Ramban, in the end of his Hasaga in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the end of Shoresh Bet, Shoresh Aleph, the Rambam writes, I'm putting down the Raisis and not the Rabbanot. In Shoresh Bet, he writes, anything learned out from Yugim Amido Shetor Nidreshet Behem, I'm not going to count as one of the Taryag Mitzvos. And so there, the Ramban disagrees on both counts. And he points out that we have this Gemara in Megillah, that Purim is really a Doraisa. Nikra Megillah, he tosefa l'pishan nichtava b'torah, v'hukva hufa hova l'doros, samchua chiyuva b'kal v'chomer hazeh, v'al ksivasa min haremes shematzu kosovzo sikharon l'sefer. So comes along the Chasam Sofer, and he points out, u'bazenis yashilhi, that since we have a din Doraisa of Zecher Ganes, so Chazal took that to create Purim, making all the pratim drabanan that would be with which you mekayim this doraisa, and he says that's the makar for Purim katan. Ubazenis yashiv li my time usvaru leesar behesvidu betaynis biyudala betesvav ba'adarishan the manashach einanu osin osa Purim mamash ma inyan lo osro behesvidu betaynis, and the answer is because me the oraisa. We need a Zecher L'Nes on Yud Dalet and on Tesvav Adar, that we have these two dates mentioned as the Nes was done, and we have a Zecher L'Nes. In Achinami, the full Zecher L'Nes with all of the, what we call, with all of the Chovas Gavra of Kriyas HaMegillah, and all of the giving the character to the day with three modes, that's on Purim. But making a Zecher L'Nes on Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, on Yud Dalet, sorry, Yud Dalet and Tesvav, is an Inyan whenever we should remember Zecher L'Nes of Yud Dalet Ador and of Tesvav Ador via, again, the minimum is the passive of Hesped and Tainis, but it lends itself to be expanded. The second makor for a Purim during Ador Rishon is in the Pri Tzadik. The Pri Tzadik has a section in the volume of Pri Tzadik on Sefer Shmos, Yud Dalet L'Ador Rishon. Hine b'chol ha'megila k'siv loshon asiyah osim l'kayim kiyimu v'kiblu v'chulei. In that context, we have the pasuk hashenis l'kayim higeres ha'purim azos hashenis, or we have the concept of mismach gula l'gula l'inyan atakana b'maisa. Namely, we have maisa mitzvos, and those maisa mitzvos are linked in migzeres ha'kosuv to ador sheni. However, just as every mitzvah not only has a ma'isa mitzvah, but also a kiyum, and we have a kiyum shebelev, avol shoresh ha-mitzvahs belev, kevan sheshnehem b'shem chodesh ador nikru, kisheba hazman hazeh ba'adar rishon, margish ador belev b'chinas mishteh v'simcha v'tov, Huzman Mishta Vesimcha Bavlev. Namely, that there's an inyan to give a character to the day, even during Adar Rishon. And in the Chinami, we don't have the Maisa Mitzvahs, but we have the Kiyum Shebelev. The Rav spoke about it from a much more conceptual perspective in Harei Kedem, that the Adar is the only month in which we find that the month is also a source of Simcha. HaChodesh Asher Nehepach Lehem Miyagon L'Simcha. That we have a unique halacha within the month. Mishinichnas Ador Marbim B'Simcha. And once we have a Shem Shel Chodesh of Ador, HaChodesh Asher Nehepach Lehem, the Chodesh of Ador, Mishinichnas Ador, so that would be a makor for having a level of Simcha during the Chodesh Adar, which would also apply to Adar, which also apply to Adar Aleph. Again, in terms of the nature of that Simcha, I think that it fits in much easier if we, rather than try and split hairs in terms of why this Pu'ula rather than that Pu'ula, rather than view them as Pu'ulas, rather than view them as Chovas Gavra, to view within the context of Rokenstein of giving a character to the day, the only question is to what degree the character is given, to what degree the Simcha is given, and that remains a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran, with the Rama making his pshara of having a ribui ktsas. I'll just end off that there is, by my humble opinion, a phantom shita that a lot of ink has been spilled to try and explain. That we have the smak in mitzvah kuf mem chet who deals with Purim, and he points out that in a shana meuberes, so korid oso ba'adar sheni, aval hesped v'tainis, osor bein ba'arba, osor b'chamisha, osor shal adar rishon, bein b'yudalet osor shal adar sheni, and he continues, v'hu hadin lasos mishte v'simcha. In other words, that the smak also learns like the Ran, that we can extend the mitzvah and simcha from Adar Sheni into Adar Rishon, just like we extend the Hesped and Tainis. On the smak, with there are hagos of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz is magia v'chein noagim gedolim. L'chor is dealing with Rabbi Hilmi Paris. La'asos mishta v'simcha b'yudalid shel Adar Rishon. That this was the yesh noagim that Tosfos quoted even in Ashkenaz. The Prima Gadim is Medayik in this Rabbeinu Peretz, who mentions Yud Dalad Shal Adar Rishon, and the Prima Gadim is quoted by Mishnah Berura, Avalot Hesvav, Af L'Krachim HaMukafim Choma, that even though in Adar Sheni we have this combat, we have this package deal of Yud Dalad and Tesvav, but when it comes to Adar Rishon, you have to choose your weapon. If you're Parus, you'll keep Yud Dalad of Adar Rishon, and you won't say Tachanun on Yud Dalad of Adar Rishon. And if you're a Mukaf, then you'll keep Tesvav, but you wouldn't keep Yud Dalad. In other words, that you would only have one day. And so everyone was wondering why distinguish over here for dealing with Yigos Tainis, dealing with this, that, etc. But in my humble opinion, and Huhadin, this is Rav Silverman showed me the Minchas Yitzchak says this. I saw it in Rosh Hashanah Zalman Barbach. No, there was Hagos from the parents was simply telling you what went on in France. That in France, that's what happened in France. But it doesn't mean that in a place where there is a active tesvav, that one wouldn't have a yudalad and a tesvav. It's not to be medayek. In terms of you know, it's what would apply in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, it speaks about the lack of Hesped and Tainis, the lack of Tachanun, and the lack of Tachanun and Natzeach, both on Yudalid and on Tesvav, and that the Chiyuv of being Marbe Besuda and the Yarbe Ktsas Besuda, Vatzisdeh Machmirim, would l'chora apply, even according to Rabbeinu Peretz, on both Yudalad and Tesvav. That's the language. The Gemara doesn't distinguish between Yudalad and Tesvav. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish between Yudalad and Tesvav. And so l'chora, my humble opinion, that one doesn't have to, you know, work on trying to understand Rabbeinu Peretz as being a shita that does distinguish. Okay, ad kan dinim of Pesach Purim Katan. Yes.
When Mishael and Dala not be also in the philosophy?
Excuse me?
Why didn't, if the Mishael of Yibui Simcha and Mishta is coming from the fact that we're not masked on the Dala and the Zog, why did the Rabbi Peretz always be no? Why was he only no if he married the Dala and not also the Zog?
I don't know if he, in other words, I don't know what he was knowing. just in other words, but it, in other words, what Rosh Hashanah Zalman says is even if he was knowing kacha, but the, you know, it's the whole sugya, you have to have both.
Zerma also said you should highlight how